Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland, the program Shedding Shackles. And yes, it's the same program as the old Talk to a Pastor program. This was called Talk to a Pastor for quite a while. But I've given it a new name. I've given it a makeover. Now it's Shedding Shackles, because that's what we need to do. We need to shed the shackles of the past that tie us down, bind us, okay, and basically impinge on the present. You know, there are people who are 60 or 70 or 80 years old who are still dealing with the traumas of childhood. And I would like for everyone to be able to leave behind the traumas of childhood and move forward. See, you have to be able to move forward. The whole human race was founded in a trauma, began, okay? In other words, what we, the culture as we now see it, and the world as we now see it, the big mess that it is, with all of the intrigue and war and violence and cruelty and all of the awful things that happen, what you see now, and all the shallowness, okay, and all of the unhappiness, all of this resulted from trauma, which occurred to the human race very early on, and from which the human race as a whole has not recovered, with the exception that someone came who has the key to being set free from the past. See, as long as you continue in the footsteps of trauma, the legacy of pride, the legacy of pride, of ambition, of resentment and anger and hostility toward others and unforgiveness toward others, okay? And the legacy of denying the truth and covering up things we don't want to face and pretending and pretense and putting other people on, okay? As long as we continue in that legacy, we cannot move forward. You have to step beyond that. You have to leave it behind and step forward. And that is the miracle of what is called salvation, okay? And it's made possible by what Christ did. You see, it's a very special thing, very, very special and very delicate. And there's so much in it that it's impossible to even begin to talk about all that's in it, other than to know that it is possible. And you have to start the journey. The journey begins with a single step, okay? And that single step is very often beginning to see that something is missing in your life and realizing that somehow your resentment toward your father, your mother, toward your partner, see, your hostility toward other people, somehow that is blocking you or contributing to what is missed, to you're missing the boat and to you're not finding. See, you have to find the key. You have to be able to move forward. So that's what this program is all about. Now, I talked already about forgiveness, about how important that is. And in my recent video, I've made a series of videos on the Beatitudes. They're very beautiful. They're on YouTube. A series of seven so far, seven video lectures on the Beatitudes. And I talked about forgiveness, where Christ said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And one of the things you have to learn is how to forgive others by letting go of resentment. Leaving behind the legacy of trauma, beginning anew, requires two things to begin. Number one, a willingness to let go of resentment toward other people, and believing into what you know in your heart. In fact, here's a call about intuition.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Yes, Sharon is a person after my own heart. Okay, we may be kindred spirits. See, she's questioning. I love people who question. Remember, a long time ago, back in the 60s and 70s, remember there used to be a slogan that said, question authority. Remember that? Well, that's the way you have to be. You have to question. And you have to find out for yourself what is true. How are you going to hang on to that attitude? Well, you have to withstand the pressure from the outside, especially the pressure of worldly authorities, who with their degrees and their rhetoric and their cleverness, they want to be your authority and your source. But your source must come from within, it must be from within, from intuition, from what you know in your heart. So to withstand, there's two things that would be helpful to you, to help you to withstand the pressures from the outside. One of them is my meditation. In fact, I have a new app. If you get my meditation, it's free. It's free. It's very short. It's very easy, and it's free. It'll teach you how to have mental distance, like you had when you were a little child before you were upset by the world. Mental distance. So you can hear what people say, but it doesn't affect you. It goes in one ear and out the other. Okay? And then you make up your own mind. And the second thing you must learn is to not resent other people. Not resent the authorities who pressure you. See? Just don't resent them. Let go of the resentment against them, and then they won't be able to penetrate you with their pressure. Now I'd like to take a call. I'd like to take a call from Ashley. Ashley is asking for prayer, and I'm certainly going to be praying for her, and perhaps you will also.
Hi, this is Ashley, and actually I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. The city I'm calling from is Bedville. My stepdad committed suicide, and I struggle with that, knowing if he went to heaven. I believe he did. He was very, very sick man. The tornado has taken my fiance's whole building and home. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting And I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. We're trying. I have a 6-year-old that he needs all the prayers right now he can get. All other family members that are sick. We also have two more suicides in the family, which was my stepfather's dad and my uncle. So we went to Chicago. And I'm just at my end's wits, and like, I haven't lost faith in God, and I'm trying to keep as much faith as I can. I could go on with the things that has happened with just in the past 4 years, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity. Me and my fiance's families do not clash. They argue, and it's causing the only person I have and the only person he has to understand and love one another.
Please pray for Ashley and her family. And after the break, I'll talk a little bit more about prayer and about negativity and getting negativity out of your life and finding positivity, as she said so beautifully. Thank you, Ashley, and you will definitely be in my prayers. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. I often begin the second half of the program by saying life could be sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to trust what you know in your heart and forgive other people. Okay? I always say something like that. And it's true. Okay? It's absolutely true. Now, there's no question that there's a lot of negativity out there. If you take a look at the world, look at the newspaper, look in the neighborhood, look in the emergency rooms in the hospitals. So you look into families and see the fighting and the arguments and the unfinished business and not to mention the violence and cruelty and falsity and lies and deceit and taking advantage of people and all of the horrible things. Is there any doubt that there's a lot of negativity out there? Well, there is. So do you have any doubt that we live in a fallen world? We live in a fallen world. It's so clear. We're not rising. See, we're not risen apes, as some would have you believe. No, we have fallen. Okay? So you need to get back. But it begins, the journey begins, remember I said, with a single step. But the single step is within. You take the single step, you take it within. And what it is basically, it's hearing the truth and responding to the truth. That's what it is. Responding to it with joy, with recognition, and without resentment. Okay? The truth is beautiful, and the truth is sweet. Okay? And when you hear the truth, it has a bell-like quality. Sometimes it's rings like a bell, or it strikes a chord. And by responding to the truth, see, the beautiful thing about responding to the truth, believing the truth instead of doubting it, and not trying to duck the truth, and if the truth brings a little bit of pain, okay, which it does when we see the truth about our own wrong, see, we're so busy blaming other people, see, or looking to something that we think, you know, will solve all of our issues. We think, well, it's something wrong with my body, or it's something wrong with the economy, or if I just got more, you know, education, or got another job, or met another person, or got new clothes, or see, we're always looking for something, but actually it begins within. The kingdom of heaven begins within. See, Christ said the kingdom of heaven is all around you and within you. Okay, but you have to find it. Remember, I talked about that step. So that first step that you have to take to this new way of existing, see, in a heavenly kingdom that's sweet and good, instead of the hell that you see all around you now, the first step is hearing the truth and believing it. Okay? And then just sitting quietly and letting it permeate, letting it penetrate. Instead of rushing away, instead of resenting it, instead of reaching for something to distract you, just sit quietly with it, okay? And let the truth penetrate. You can imagine how wonderful it must have been when Christ was upon the earth and walked the shores of Galilee, remember? When people heard him speak, his words were so loaded with truth that it penetrated. See, some didn't like it, but those who did, they got better. Because when you believe the truth, see, what you're doing is you're undoing the ancient trauma. Remember the Garden of Eden where Adam doubted God? That was his folly. But if you believe the truth, what you wordlessly know in your heart, when the truth is there shining a light, when you believe the truth, especially if you hear someone speak it without guile, then it reverses the trauma of a lifetime of doubt, of a intergenerational doubt from the very beginning. It reverses that, and your life starts anew.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer, or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Yes, Brian is a good guy. He's called before. He always has a good question. Question that I can develop some ideas that are helpful to people. Okay, so he kind of serves as a springboard to get me going. Well, let's talk about the meditation directly. It's very important, especially at this time of the year as I'm making this recording. It's just before the holidays begin. So it's very important. The meditation that I have permits you to stand back, to get a little bit of mental distance. A little bit of mental distance. So that all of the craziness, okay, all of the craziness in your family and the craziness in the school and the craziness in the workplace and the craziness out on the streets and the craziness, so it doesn't get into you. And so it doesn't affect, it change you. It stays on the outside. Okay, it's there, you still see it, there it is, there's the craziness, but it doesn't penetrate. You need a little bit of mental distance. Okay, you had that once upon a time when you were a little child, you need to refind it. What's happened is that you've become upset, you become penetrated by the craziness has gotten into you, and you go around reacting emotionally to everything. And trying to hang on to yourself, and before long you don't even know who you are anymore because you're becoming composed by the world. So you need to be able to stand back. When you were a little child, do you remember, I always give this example, do you remember when you were a little child and you were in the car sitting in the back seat and mommy or daddy was driving and you were sitting in the back seat and as, let's say, one of your parents was driving, and then they were talking, okay? They were in the front seat talking about things, and you don't even know what they were talking about. You sat in the back seat and looked out the window, and you saw the sky and the clouds and buildings and people and dogs and birds and cars and lights, pretty lights, and you saw all kinds of things, and it was just so wonderful to sit there and look out the window and see all these things. And whatever your parents were talking about, it didn't affect you. It didn't bother you, okay? They could have been arguing. It didn't bother you because you were in your own little self-contained world looking out the window. You were like it was like being on vacation. And every day was a day of discovery. You discovered new things, okay? Well, that's the kind of a mental distance that you need to find, okay? And the meditation helps with that. Helps you to get centered, get a little bit of mental distance. You can go out in the world without getting upset by everything. And it also helps you to have a little mental distance from your thoughts and emotions, which, see, your thoughts are driven by what happens outside, and what happens outside affects you because you react emotionally to it. So it keeps building. Well, if you could just take a step back, see, and stop adding to it, okay, and have that little bit of distance and calm down and without the emotions and without being bothered by what you see out there and without getting lost in your thinking. See, so what happens is the craziness on the outside, what it does is it drives you. It has been driving you into your imagination where you hide. And then when you're out in the world and you see how vulnerable you are and how afraid you are and how weak you are, see, and how little you know, and it's hard to cope, and so you escaped into your imagination and you hid there. You hid in your imagination. You know, and you may have used video games and things to help you hide in your imagination, but nevertheless, that's what you did. But now if you can have a little bit of mental distance, then you can be like that little child again. Okay, but this time you're a big person, not a little child, and you can begin this new life of discovery and adventure, okay, by going out in the world without being impinged upon by what happens out there, learning to be less emotional, calmer, okay? So that's one thing. And then the other thing is the meditation helps you to get back in touch with your intuition. your what you know in your heart, okay? And so I encourage you to get it. I have a new app. You can get it on Google Play. I have an app which you can get for your iPhone or for your regular phone. And if you have an Android, then you can get it on Google Play too. It's only 6 minutes long, and the meditation, and it's free. So please, please get the meditation. It's my present to you. To try the meditation for stress, visit SheddingShackles.com. That's SheddingShackles.com. Or you can also visit TheFreeMeditation.com. That's www.TheFreeMeditation.com. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Well, thank you for listening. I'm glad you were able to hear the program. It was from the heart, and I hope that there was something there that is helping you to get started on your new life, leaving behind the shackles of the past. Don't forget the listener call-in line. Be sure to give me a call and leave your comment or question. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Leave your message or tell me about what moved you on the program or make a comment. The number to call is 510-455-8851. 8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.SheddingShackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.